It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. North Texans are cleaning up the mess from last night's severe storms. Hail as big as baseballs pounded parts of Wylie, just east of Plano. The Collin County Sheriff's Office had no reports of anyone hurt in Wylie, but the hail smashed windows and rooftops and cars. KERA Stella Chavez reports the hail even forced the Wylie School District to cancel classes today.
Students in Wylie had the day off, but some just couldn't stay away from school. At Dodd Elementary, several dozen kids played outside and raked leaves and picked up debris from Monday night's storm.
We're watching these little kids ride their bikes and play chalk while we're cleaning up the glass on the floor.
That's 12-year-old Nora Bale, who's in the 7th grade. Nora says she was at her mom's house when the storm hit.
My sister was doing homework and the glass broke on her, and I carried my cat to the bathroom.
Her sister and the cat are okay, but driving around Wylie, you can see many homes, cars, and some schools are not. Class was canceled for more than 14,000 students. District spokesman Ian Halperin says crews could get to every school to survey the damage before sundown Monday.
The majority that just have maybe a window or two broken here or there, maybe a light out, just glass, maybe in the parking lot, glass in the walkways.
Three of the district's 19 schools, though, were hit pretty hard, including Aiken Elementary.
They lost some windows in the breezeway that's between the two different floors, and there's a lot of glass and water damage. What we think happened is the hail possibly blocked the downspout, and so water pooled on some of our buildings, which caused it to leak.
Halperin says some parents offered to take food to teachers and staff, helping clean up the mess. Down the street from Dodd Elementary in the River Chase neighborhood, an insurance adjuster walked door to door assessing the property damage. Martin Guerra came home from a trip to find the hail had smashed his car windows and damaged the roof of his house.
It was pretty loud, pretty quick, and obviously the hail was much bigger than we thought it was going to be. A lot more damage than about 3 weeks ago. We had some hail about 3 weeks ago, and it's definitely worse than that.
The damage from the storm may have been worse, but it won't be enough to keep school closed another day. Classes are expected to resume in Wylie on Wednesday. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
The Plano City Council has decided to give the city's oldest house one last chance. The council said yesterday that private citizens or preservation group have until August to raise $1.5 million to save the Collinwood House in West Plano. They would need to restore the house and provide a viable business plan that would keep the house out of city hands and wouldn't involve taxpayer dollars. The decision comes a month after the Plano Heritage Commission urged the council to delay the home's demolition to allow for more research into its historical significance. If the council doesn't approve a proposal by August, the city will move forward with construction of a new park on the Collinwood House site. Is North Texas doing a good job of educating the next generation of artists? A group of experts debated that question last night at the Dallas City Performance Hall. The discussion is called the Creative Conversation, and it kicked off Dallas Arts Week for 4 years now. Panelists argued that North Texas universities make up a substantial arts education system, but the discussion became pointed when it came to why graduates often leave Dallas-Fort Worth to find work. Richard Battelle of UT Dallas concluded that university-based programs cannot do everything needed to foster a vibrant arts scene. He says it might be time to create an art school in downtown Dallas that's not associated with the university. He says that could help artists become more independent. The panel includes academics and working artists. Dallas Arts Week features more than 100 events, and it runs through Sunday. Now we turn to KERA series One Crisis Away, which looks at life for folks on the financial edge. One time of year that puts nearly everyone on edge, tax time. For millennials, just getting used to the tax code, some uncommon misconceptions can lead to disappointment and maybe even a big bill on filing day. Courtney Collins met up with CPA Jackie Meyer to talk shop, specifically the five tax topics everyone needs to study up on.
Normally, tax day is April 15th, but this year, thanks to a Washington, D.C. holiday, you have until April 18th to file. For 32-year-old Jackie Meyer, technically a millennial herself, it's the busiest day of her busiest season. She started her own tax firm in Southlake when she was 27 years old. And for her, wading through the tax code is a point of pride.
You know, I love the fact that it's so complex that the average person wants nothing to do with it.
Meyer is an expert. Most of us aren't. So we had her break down 5 tax misconceptions that can cause a lot of trouble for filers just becoming familiar with the process.
Tax misconception number 1.
Everyone's favorite catchphrase, I'll just write it off.
I have clients that come to me all the time and say, oh, my buddy wrote this off, can I? And I'll say, well, I need to know about 15 more facts about your buddy's situation before I would be able to determine that. But here's your situation, and it's not going to happen for you. Sorry.
Even if you buy supplies for work, writing them off isn't always possible. There's a high bar for claiming those deductions, which brings us to the reality of
tax misconception number 2.
Unless you're self-employed, you have to spend a big chunk of your income on required work expenses before you can claim them at all. And you've got to have proof.
By the way, the IRS now is mandating that you have a letter written from your employer stating that those are required unreimbursed expenses, which is very different from years past. But you have to exceed 2% of your adjusted gross income to deduct those items.
If you drive a lot for work, you've probably been keeping a tally of that mileage to cash in at tax time. But there's one caveat. And it happens to be
tax misconception number 3.
My never-ending commute is going to mean a major refund.
No, not at all, even if you're self-employed. So any commute between work sites is not deductible.
Something that is deductible? Student loan interest. But former academics beware. The income limit and interest cap that comes with
tax misconception number 4
causes recent grads a lot of pain.
There's 2 limits you have to think of. First, you can only deduct up to $2,500 per year. And most people I know have a lot more student loan interest than that, unfortunately. But secondly, there's a phase out.
Meyer says that means if you earn more than $80,000 and you're single or $160,000 for a married couple, you can't deduct student loan interest at all. What about those giant medical bills, those monstrous insurance premiums, all that money you spend at the pharmacy? That's got to count for something at tax time, right? Well, it will if you spend significantly more than 10% of your adjusted gross income on medical expenses and decide to itemize your tax return. Otherwise, thinking doctor's bills will help is simply
tax misconception number 5.
You know, it really doesn't necessarily help the average person. I know very few people that actually qualify for that unless they have some catastrophic type of event that occurred.
So just to recap, folks with a long list of stuff to write off, who spend a few $100 buying work supplies each year, commute 120 miles each week, fork over thousands in student loan interest annually, and who have saved every receipt from that $5,000 hospital stay, might be no better off at tax time than someone who comes to the table with a simple W-2, which may explain why Googling tax time and stress returns 201 million entries. Courtney Collins,
KERA News.
Mostly cloudy skies expected this evening, a 60% chance for storms with a low around 63. Tomorrow, also mostly cloudy, 30% chance for showers with a high near 71. It's currently 67 degrees in Dallas, 68 in Fort Worth. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.